From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Thursday, June 6th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what college and career pathway endorsements are and what they mean for students. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Yesterday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker eliminated the statewide 1% grocery tax when he signed off the state budget. IPM's May Antar reports on what local municipalities are doing to make up for the loss.
When the Champaign City Council debated on May 21st which tax to increase, the majority chose a 0.25% increase on general merchandise like clothing over a hotel tax or liquor tax. Kay Neese is the finance director for the city of Champaign. She says for every $100 consumers spend on general merchandise, they can expect a 25-cent increase. So
The sales tax currently for the city of Champaign is 9%. However, of that 9%, 6.25% is the state sales tax rate. Then the county has a sales tax. Their portion is 1.25%. And then the city's home rule tax rate is 1.5%. So the city would be increasing our home rule tax rate from 1.5 to 1.75. And that would bring the total sales tax rate to 9.25%.
The increase would give the city about $3.9 million in revenue each year. The council plans to vote on this tax increase on June 18th. If passed, it would go into effect when the grocery tax cut does, on January 1st. May Antar, IPM News.
The Illinois Maternal Health Task Force met yesterday to reflect on 4 years of efforts to reduce maternal health inequalities in Illinois. The group cited several accomplishments, including expanding access to birth centers, developing resources and educational campaigns, raising awareness, and collecting and sharing data. Tamika Anderson is a member of the task force. She shared feedback from other task force members.
And a change in outcomes was not really expected over a short and five-year period. But we see we have some great success. We met almost all our goals. We are a powerful group of folk.
Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, a registered nurse, and State Representative Robin Gable were named maternal health champions during the event. Western Illinois University is in the market for a new president, but the search won't begin anytime soon. Rich Egger reports.
Dr. Guiyu Huang stepped down as president at the end of March. Dr. Christy Mindrup, who had been vice president of Quad Cities campus operations, has been serving as interim president. Board of Trustees chairperson Karen Stutz says the search for Huang's successor has been delayed at least through the fall semester and possibly until March of next year. She says Western has exhausted its reserves and must straighten out its finances.
A search at this time distracts from the serious work that must be done now. So temporarily deferring the search is preferable to using scarce resources.
Stutz says the decision should not be interpreted as meaning that Mindrup will lead the university on a permanent basis. However, the board did agree to have Mindrup continue serving as interim president through the end of June next year. Stutz says Mindrup has provided exemplary leadership during her short time in the role.
She took over the job with knowledge and insight embedded in her 27-year history with WIU, which has helped her get to the heart of most of our challenging issues immediately.
Mindrup has already started addressing the financial challenges. In a letter to the campus community, she says Western's annual expenses have exceeded revenues during the past two fiscal years. She implemented an immediate spending freeze and suspended hiring, except for the most critical positions. Rich Egger reporting.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker is signing a new state budget that he says is balanced. Dave McKinney has more.
Pritzker's sixth budget since taking office in 2019 authorizes $53.1 billion in state spending. The new budget plan provides more for education and early childhood programs and eliminates the state's tax on groceries. It also has $500 million in seed money for a quantum computing campus that Pritzker says can supercharge state economic growth.
The FY25 budget is another demonstration of the fiscal responsibility that has guided me from day one of my administration.
Senate Minority Leader John Curran called the plan a taxpayer-funded spending spree that prioritizes non-citizens. This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what college and career pathway endorsements are and what they mean for students. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, we continue our week-long series on the fentanyl crisis with a deep dive into solutions. How are state and local governments spending billions of dollars from opioid settlements? How should we navigate treatment? And how do you convince someone in the ER that now is the time to start healing from their disease? I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. Over the past few school years, the number of Illinois high schoolers graduating with college and career pathway endorsements has grown exponentially. Peter Medlin explains what it is and what they mean for those students.
How do we know a high school student is prepared for their career, whether they're going to college or straight into the workforce? Well, typically it's a high school diploma or a GED, but what about more specifically? How can we say this high school grad's well prepared to pursue a career in computer science or teaching? Well, in Illinois, students can now earn what's called a college and career pathway endorsement. It's a literal stamp on their high school diploma that says by completing a series of steps, they've demonstrated mastery in the area. But what exactly are those steps? Heather Penzak can explain. She's Director of Innovation and Implementations at the Ed Systems Center, housed at Northern Illinois University.
They've engaged in career-focused courses, they've participated in work-based learning, and they've also demonstrated readiness for college-level reading and math.
Students complete internships, team-based courses, and early college credit. And this pathway framework started back in 2016 with the Post-Secondary and Workforce Readiness Act. The State Board of Education developed the system, and school districts built each component part. And finally, in 2020, the first Illinois student earned the seal. And since then, it has been growing fast. In Illinois, 47 students across five districts were awarded in 2021. The class of 22 jumped to almost 600 students in 36 districts, and last year, over 1,000 students in 39 districts. And Penzak expects another leap this year, too. Bryce Shen is one of those students this year. He just graduated from Naperville North High School with an endorsement in business entrepreneurship and is headed to University of California, Berkeley to study business in the fall. With the Pathway program, a few days a month, instead of going to school, Shen got to go into the city. And when he wasn't in class, his friends would naturally ask where he was.
I would tell them I was up in Chicago for my internship, and they'd be very shocked.
The internship was one step towards earning his endorsement, and every Pathway student graduates with at least 60 internship hours. Jill Levacek is the district's Director of Innovation and Learning.
We actually have six different Pathway endorsements that students can earn.
They have two in agriscience, two information technology pathways, one in business and one in education, and they're planning to add even more next year. It's so ingrained that their course catalog maps out how each class connects to the pathways and even how extracurricular clubs and activities fit in. Levacek says their process starts pretty early.
So we start those conversations formally through curriculum in sixth grade.
By eighth grade, they want students to start understanding their options and what they're interested in. In eighth grade, that's when they hold what Levacek calls a career fair on steroids.
We have over 100 business partners attend. Students get to sample the different career cluster areas, and then they come back and talk about what they saw, what they learned, and how does that relate to my next step of high school.
And now you might be thinking, geez, eighth grade, isn't this all a bit too early to lock young students onto a path? What if they want to change their mind? Well, they do revisit the plans every year, and Helena Illich says having these work-based opportunities early actually allows for more flexibility and exploration instead of making you feel stuck in a box. She just wrapped up her first year at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and she was part of the first cohort of Naperville students earning their endorsements, hers, in computer science.
solidify that I actually want to do this in a work environment, because I think there's a really big disconnect between like, oh, I like taking a course in this versus I actually like doing this for a job, because a lot of the work you're doing is different, even though the expertise might be the same.
She says there's an advantage to finding out early before you're in college and before you spend a lot of money pursuing something you might change your mind about. And Heather Penzack wants to clarify that not every school offers the same endorsements.
Depending what your employer partnerships look like, depending what your college partnerships look like, but also what is the local demand?
Legislation in 2022 expanded the pathway system. Unless they formally opt out, all Illinois high schools will be required to offer an endorsement starting with the class of 2027, who just finished their freshman year this spring. Lavacek says it's also been a great way for her district to strengthen bonds with local businesses, along with colleges and universities.
And it gave us ways to celebrate student success that wasn't just a test score or a grade.
Illick says her opportunities laid a strong foundation for her going into college.
I think a lot of the time college invites a lot of imposter syndrome or like insecurity because it's such a big change. But I kind of had this like solidified, documented thing. I'm like, I can do this because I've done this internship in the past.
And as these programs grow, leaders like Lavacek hope the endorsement signals that this student is well prepared for the next stage of their life. I'm Peter Medlin.
And now in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jade Marceau, Rich Egger, Dave McKinney, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.